Bibles now, and turn with me, if you will, to two passages of Scripture. The first one is found in Acts chapter 17, and beginning with verse 30 down through verse 34. And then the second one is found in Revelation chapter 22. And the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commanded all men everywhere to repent, because he hath appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men, and that he hath raised him from the dead. And when they heard of the resurrection of the dead, some mocked, and others said, We will hear thee again of this matter. So Paul departed from among them. Howbeit certain men clave unto him and believed, among the which was Dionysus the Areopagite, and a woman named Demarius, and others with them. Then Revelation chapter 22, 14 down through verse 17. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city. For without are dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and idolaters, and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and offspring of David, and the bright and morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, Come. And let him that heareth say, Come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. Our subject today is the doctrine of man's responsibility. Last time we left off with you on the doctrine of God's sovereignty. We pointed out there that the sovereignty of God means that God is supreme in power, superior in position to all others, independent of and unlimited by any other, possessing original and independent authority or jurisdiction. Then we pointed out to you also that God is sovereign in his dealings with nature. He's sovereign also in his dealings with salvation. He is sovereign in his dealings with the nations, and he is sovereign in his dealings with the believers. Then we find that God is sovereign also in his dealing with Israel. Now, a lot of people, when they understand the sovereignty of God, become lazy and inconsiderate of others because they have the idea that there is no such thing as man's responsibility. So today, for a few moments, we're going to talk about responsibility. Listen again to what the Word of God says. In Acts chapter 17 and verse 30 through 31, we read, And the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent, because he hath appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men, in that he hath raised him from the dead. Here you see man's responsibility set forth. Notice what it is very clearly. God has given a command that an individual is to repent before the Lord God of heaven, because if he does not repent, rest assured of one thing, the judgment of God will fall upon him. Then we find also in Revelation chapter 22 and verse 17 another aspect of responsibility. And the Spirit and the bride say, Come. And let him that heareth say, Come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. Now, when one reads the Word of God, we find very clearly set forth in it the doctrine of God's sovereignty, as well as the doctrine of man's responsibility. Today, for a few moments, I want to talk to you about your responsibility. And we find that there are five aspects with regard to your responsibility. First of all, you are responsible to avail yourself of every opportunity to come to know the Lord God of heaven. Isaiah chapter 55 and verses 6 and 7, the Word of God tells us very clearly these words, Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Here we see man's responsibility to avail himself of every opportunity. You see, radio friend, there comes a time when the privilege of coming to know the Lord God of heaven will be taken away from you. God does not continually give individuals the privilege of coming to know him. He lays the responsibility upon the individual. And the individual is responsible to seek the Lord while he may be found, because there's going to come a time when God can't be found. And we find very clearly God has set that forth for us in the Word of God. Again, let me bring it to your attention, if I may. The book of Proverbs, chapter 1, and we find, beginning with verse 24 down through verse 33, we read these words. Listen to it. Because I have called, and ye have refused. I have stretched out my hand, and no man regarded. But ye have set at naught all my counsel, and would none of my reproof. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish cometh upon you, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me, for that they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. They would none of my counsel. They despised all my reproof. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way and be filled with their own devices. Here we see set forth for us the necessity of an individual having the responsibility to avail himself of every opportunity to come to know the Lord God of heaven. Now, with regard to a believer, there's also a responsibility laid upon every believer. And that responsibility is set forth before us in the book of Hebrews, chapter 10. And we find in verse 23 down through to verse 25 these words. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. Now, what in the world do we have here? Here we find the responsibility laid upon the believer. The believer also is to avail himself of every opportunity to worship the Lord. Now, I'm not recommending that you go to some modernistic, socialistic in a church where the gospel is not preached. I'm not recommending that you support that with that kind of a group with your tithes and your offerings. But I am recommending that you avail yourself of every opportunity to get under good, sound gospel preaching. If there is none in your area, then rest assured of one thing. You can find some on the radio, like this broadcast. You can avail yourself of the tape ministry, which we also have. And then you can avail yourself of good material. And sooner or later, God will open the door whereby you'll be able to gather together. You can worship the Lord in the way that He ought to be worshipped. No individual has any right to just sit down and do nothing. You are responsible to avail yourself of every opportunity to serve the Lord to the best of your ability if you're a believer. Secondly, with that, we find that you are to grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. How sad a commentary it is today with regard to our churches. The vast majority of our churches don't know what they believe. They don't know why they believe it. The vast majority of our believers today don't understand how God saves a sinner. It makes one wonder if they've ever come to know the Lord Jesus Christ. They don't understand the doctrines of the Word of God. No, sir. They remain ignorant. And, beloved, it is their responsibility to grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, God has laid a command upon a believer. That believer is to avail himself of every opportunity to serve the Lord. That believer is to grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus. That means you are to study, to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And this means, my friend, you're going to have to spend some time in God's Word. Let me urge you, if I may, if you haven't done so, since we find that you have the opportunity, you make it a personal goal of your own self to sit down and read your Bible through at least once every year. No matter when it is that you start, you sit down and read the Bible so that you finish it at least once every year, and you'll be surprised how much knowledge you'll be able to gain and how the Lord God of heaven will help you as you seek to grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, this is a doctrine of responsibility. It's a responsibility laid upon every individual. It's a responsibility laid upon the believer. And then we find also Not only is the individual responsible to avail himself of every opportunity to hear the Word of God, but rest assured of one thing. God has laid a twofold command upon every man, woman, boy, and girl on the face of this earth. And that twofold command is to repent and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, my friend, the Lord Jesus Christ is not just another God. He's not just another individual. He's not just another person. The Lord Jesus Christ is God's only mediator between God and man. There is no salvation apart from Christ. And you may disregard this all you like. You may dispute it all you can. But, my friend, it doesn't change it, whatever. We find that there's one mediator between God and man. And that mediator is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. Therefore, you as an individual listening to me at this hour are responsible. Listen again. You're responsible to repent and come to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. You have no one to blame but yourself if you die without a knowledge of the Lord God of heaven. Rest assured of that, and remember, God will hold you responsible. Then we find there's a third thing. You're responsible also to fulfill God's plan for your life. Now, what is God's plan for the life of every individual? People today are wondering, why am I here? Where am I going? What am I going to do? And so on and so forth. Well, friend, we can give you a threefold answer with a few short words, and it will lay out before you very clearly the responsibility that you have with regard concerning your life. You see, God has given you a life to live, and we find that you are responsible for three things. Number one, you're responsible to come to know the Lord God of heaven. Not to know about him, but to know him personally, to know him intimately, and to know him genuinely, and to know him as your Lord and Savior. This is the reason God put you here on this earth. This is the reason now you're listening to my voice by the means of radio. And this is the reason God has caused you to tune in. You see, you have a responsibility. Number one is to come to know the Lord God of heaven. Secondly, your responsibility is this. You are to enjoy the Lord. So many people today are downhearted, so-called downhearted believers. The corners of their mouth, they always droop downward. And when you ask them, do you have the joy of the Lord as your strength? Why, they look at you like there's something wrong. They think it's such a terrible thing and such a terrible burden to be a Christian, when in reality, it's the greatest thing that can ever happen to you if and when it does. An individual is to enjoy the Lord God of heaven. The Scripture tells us very clearly, the joy of the Lord is our strength. And we find that we are to rejoice in the Lord always. And again, Paul says, I say rejoice. Therefore, the threefold purpose of man is to, number one, know God. Number two, to enjoy him. And then number three, we are to glorify him forever. Now, what in the world do you mean by that? Well, Colossians chapter 3 and verses 16 and 17 says to us these words. Listen to it. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever you do, in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Then in verse 22 and 3, we read again, and servants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service as men pleasers, but in singleness of heart, fearing God, and whatsoever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men. When you enjoy God, and you know because you know the Lord, then you can glorify him forever. Now, it doesn't make any difference whether you're a ditch digger, a housewife, a college professor, an automobile worker, an office clerk, or whatever it is. You may be either in the pulpit, or in the pew, or in the world. Your responsibility is to fulfill God's plan for your life. And that plan is to, number one, know God. Number two, enjoy Him. And number three, glorify Him forever. If God has called you into a position of responsibility, you're to take the Lord with you in that position of responsibility and to serve Him to the best of your ability. You see, we are responsible unto the Lord to know Him, to enjoy Him, and then to glorify Him forever. And then we find also, the fourth thing is this, we are responsible to be obedient unto the Lord God of heaven. Again, let me give you, if I may, the scripture of the Lord God of heaven with regard to our responsibility. In Hebrews chapter 5 and verse 8 through 10, we see this concerning the Lord Jesus. Though He were a son, yet learned He obedience by the things which He suffered. And being made perfect, He became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey Him, called of God and high priest after the order of Melchizedek. Here we see the responsibility with regard to obedience unto the Lord. Now, what does that entail? Number one, we find that there is to be obedience unto the husband if there's the wife, and there's to be obedience unto the parents if the individual is a child. Then we find also there's to be obedience to the laws of the land, and therefore an individual who's a believer has no right to strike. Did you know that? If it's against the law of the land. And an individual who's a believer has no right to blow up anything. It's against the law of the land. We are in obedience to the laws of the land unless they interfere with our worship of the Lord God of heaven. Then, when we are in the church, we are to be responsible and obedient unto the church and its pastor. And we find that we are also to render obedience to our employers. All this has so many ramifications that we just could spend hours and hours and hours talking to you upon the responsibility of an individual. But rest assured of one thing, my radio friend. You are responsible. Last of all, you're responsible to yourself if you die and go to hell. The Word of God tells us very clearly, all that the Father giveth me shall come unto me, and him that cometh unto me I will in no wise cast out. You need to come to the Lord Jesus Christ as a poor, lost, guilty, hell-deserving, helpless sinner, begging for the Lord to have mercy upon you, and then, my friend, to ask the Lord Jesus Christ to save you. And to your wonder and your amazement and to your eternal joy, the Lord Jesus Christ will. But first of all, you're going to have to repent. You're going to have to take your place as a sinner before the Lord God of heaven. And I urge you at this hour, listen, friend, you're responsible. You have no one to blame but yourself if you die and go to hell. And I urge you again, as I've urged you before, seek ye the Lord while He may be found. Call ye upon Him while He is near. Oh, I hope you'll do it even at this hour. Until we meet again, this is Pastor Peter North here saying goodbye, and may the Lord spare you before it's too late.